So why am I here? I'm actually here to destroy your worldview, your whole worldview. I'm trying to destroy your worldview because it stinks to the high heaven. That's why I'm here. Not only am I here to destroy your worldview, but I'm here to destroy my worldview because I'm trying to bring the worldviews back to source. If I have a thought or a concept that is not based on source, I want to destroy it because I don't want to believe a lie. And so each member in the body of Christ has the Holy Spirit, and as you compare with one another, the pieces actually cut each other back into source because the source is within you if you're saved. Even if you're not saved, you're walking around, you're being sustained by source. Why am I here? To destroy world views because the worldly wisdom is junk. It's junk. Anybody who crosses my path, if they stay around, they're going to change. They have to change. It's not a maybe. They will change. I'm not going back. I'm not going backwards. You're either coming up with me or you get left behind. I don't expect somebody to grow like I do. I do. I mean, I'm doing a 24-hour fast right now just for growth, to break strongholds, to break old ways of thinking, to break through the demonic attacks, to break through the quantum connections that were of the old me. I mean, you know, I'm willing to change my name if I need to get to that new identity, which I actually kind of have, but in a way. I'm here to destroy your worldview. But it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. Because if you can have your worldview destroyed every day, all your fears and your worries and your pride and your selfishness and your greed and your me, it's all about me and whatever you're dealing with. And I know you're dealing with it because you're human. That's why you're here. That's why we're here. Every day is a renewal. You think I'll give you a few examples. You think you're on your job to make money? That is a joke. You think you're on that job to make money, don't you? That's a joke if I've ever heard one. You really believe you're here at this job to make money? If I was your boss, I'd tell you that. Do you really think you're here to make money? You really think that's why you're here? Wrong. You know why you're at this job? Employee? Servant? Subservient? You know why you're at this job? To raise you up, to teach you how to be a team player, to teach you how to not think it's about you, to teach you that it's a ship, it's not all about you, it's not about what you want, it's to teach you sacrifice, it's to teach you not to be prejudiced, it's to teach you that other people have an opinion that's not like yours and sometimes it's not comfortable. You really think that's why you're on this job or your job or this whatever job you're on? When I say this, I'm making an allegory. I'm not at work right now. I'm on vacation. You really think this why you're in this city? Why do you think you're in that marriage? Do you really think you're in that marriage for what you think you're in it for? Wrong. Why are you in that relationship? The reason you're in it is to teach you real love. Not selfish love. To teach you sacrifice. To teach you compassion. To teach you patience. You really think you're in that marriage for money or sex or to be coddled? You think you're in that relationship because you want to be a codependent or an enabler. You want to be in that relationship because you want somebody to take care of you and coddle you and say, oh, I'm sorry, the world is so mean, it's terrible out there. I'm here for you. Yeah, you might need some people to be there for you. Everybody needs that, you know. The good thing about meeting some people online that are who are born again, saved, if you need them, you can text them or email them or make a comment or whatever, and they're going to give you the truth, because the truth will set you free. You're in a world of lies. You're in a world of deception. You're in a world of Decepticons. You're in a world of death. It's a death cult, and the purpose of being here is to push you higher, to pull you out of the grave. Lazarus, come forth. Neo, come forth and become the one. I'm here to break those strongholds that the world, the flesh, and the prior life have created in your mind that are not even real, and I'm here to do it to myself. And the more I speak, here's another one. They're everywhere. These things that are so obvious, they're hidden in plain view that you don't even see it. Your whole life, you go your whole life, you're blind your whole life. Okay, you ready for this one? This is kind of deep. You probably won't understand it for about 10 years, but if you're saved, you might be able to. You think those are words you're speaking? You think those are words, just words you're speaking? Those words, oh, I'm just speaking words. Word up? Hello? You think those are just words you're speaking? You're just speaking words, right? Wrong. Why do you think you're speaking words? Why do you think you speak words? Not numbers. Why do you think you speak phonics? Why do you think you speak sound? Sound doctrine. Word of life. The Logos Word Jesus. The reason you speak words, because you're living by the Word. The Logos Word Jesus. Jesus is sustaining you. And if Jesus is, he's holding it all together. If he's sustaining your joints, your heart, your mind, your soul, the whole universe is being held together by Jesus. And he is the Word. So why are you speaking words? The reason you speak words are because words are used without you even knowing it to bring you back to the Word. Let me say it again. Let me say it in a different way, because I know you didn't hear me. I know you didn't hear me. The reason you're speaking words is to bring you back to the Word, because you're eating and drinking of that eternal life who is the Word, Logos, Jesus. Lo and behold, G, the operating system. Yeah, I have to be nice in 3D, but I don't have to be nice in all my... I need to be nice on my website. And I'm nice. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm your best friend, to be honest with you. I'm actually your best friend. Because I'm telling you the truth, even if you hate me. What did Apostle Paul say? Have I become your enemy that I tell you the truth? The reason you don't want the truth, because you love death. The reason you don't want truth is because you love death. Why do you cross paths with somebody who's different than you? Why do you cross paths with somebody who loves himself? Because the Bible says love your neighbor as yourself. If you don't love yourself, how can you love your neighbor? If you don't love God first, you can't love yourself. How come you cross paths with somebody that loves you more than you love yourself? What's that about? Explain that one. The reason you speak words, because words come from the source, and God is using words out of your mouth to teach you to turn back to the Word. Hello? Guru out there, you think you're a guru? You ain't got nothing. If you don't point to Jesus, you ain't got nothing. You ain't as smart as you think you are. You just have piecemeal truth. You don't have the whole truth. You have the piecemeal truth. The dumbest Christian out there who's born again has more truth than you got, because they know us Jesus. Who is Jesus? Jesus is eternal life. Who is the Logos word? Logos. L-O is lo and behold. G is seven. It is finished. The number seven means finished. O-S is operating system. Lo and behold, G, the operating system. Who is the operating system? The Logos. Who is the Logos? Jesus, the Word. So why are you speaking words? Because you're using the operating system. You're using the operating system. I'm here to destroy your stupid world view to bring you back to your senses. And all the five senses are being hit by derivatives of the word right in front of you. Everything is a word. The mailbox, the car, the house, the fence, the trees, the plumbing, the electrical. Everything is a derivative from the word and is a word. And so everything in front of you is a word in type and shadow to hit your five senses to bring you back to your senses. Lo and behold, G, the operating system, it is finished. Jesus on the cross, he, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among you. So if the Word became flesh and dwelt among you and his Word won't return void, then there's your archetypical pattern of everything. That's why when you speak, you should speak truth. When you think, you should think truth. Because if you speak and think truth, you're in tune with the universal pattern and you're in high level synchronicity and you're back to source. When you cross paths with somebody who loves the lie, who believes the lie, they're repelled by you because you preach Jesus. But they're still drawn to you. Why do they get repelled by you, but they keep coming back? The more truth you give them, because truth is love, actually what's happening is you're giving them truth and you're giving them absolute love, agape love, that love that they've never seen before, and they keep coming back. Why? Because they're drawn by truth and love. If they're being drawn back to you and they're still an unbeliever, that means they're probably the elect, because those who are not the elect run and try to kill you. They might try to persecute you. But why are they being drawn to love and truth? You have the power. They don't. I mean, they could try to do all these curses and all this stuff. And they can use the hive. You know, the 666 Borg hive can come attack your Enterprise ship. But, you know, Picard destroys the hive. How come Picard destroys the Borg? Captain Picard, how can he go and be tied into the Borg but then escape it? P-I is the pie, because Picard, Captain Picard, has the whole pie. The Borg is trying, think about the Borg, they're trying to assimilate and get the whole, they're trying to just take and take and take, but they're just dead Borg units. They're not alive. They're dead in trespasses and sins. So a person's out here trying, they're going to the bar, they're getting drunk, they're chasing skirts, they're chasing these women. She's got about four, one man pays her phone bill, another man pays her power bill, another man pays her. She thinks she's got it going on, don't she? But what happens when she gets older and she's by herself and no man wants to pay her phone bill anymore? What happens when the man chases all these skirts and it becomes old? They destroyed their own soul. She's out there having sex with four or five men, whoredom wine and new wine, take away the heart. They're out there at the bar getting drunk. They're destroying their heart. The man's chasing all these skirts, and he's destroying his own heart. He's destroying his own soul. And then he gets addicted to drinking or drugs or some kind of prescription medicine, Xanax. Why are you addicted to something? Because you don't have your identity. The reason you don't have your identity is because your identity is only in Jesus. ADID. Towards your identity. Addiction is ADDI, divided mind. You don't have an identity and you're addicted to stuff and to substances because you don't have your identity. How can somebody else love you more than you love yourself? How can somebody else want you to be healthy, but you don't want to be healthy? What's that about? Because they see that you're just a different version of them. They see that you made choices towards destruction because you believed the lies of the devil. Just like Genesis 3. The devil told Eve, "Hath God said, you can be your own God." You know where I know what path you're on. You're on a path of destruction if you don't believe in Jesus, if you don't receive Jesus. You're on a path of trying to be your own God or goddess. You want to be your own goddess. You think you can do it without the word logos. But why is it you have to speak words? Jesus gave you words to pull you back to source. If you think you can live without Jesus, logos, word, why do you speak words? Try to live without speaking words. The Gnostics and the witches and the New Age, they'll say, you don't even need words. You just go, just clear your mind. Try that. See how long that lasts. And when somebody knocks on the door and you say, hello, they knock on the door and you say, yeah, come on in. Or what do you want? You had to speak words. Why the baby comes out of the womb and the first thing you do is teach it, mama, papa, da, da. Why is the baby trying to speak words? It's built into the human to be pulled back to word logos. Now, when I say word up, you should be able to hear me. When I first said it, you couldn't hear it. You didn't understand why I said it. Word up. Word up. Jesus is up. You're down. You're horizontal. You're in the horizontal whore plane. Jesus is in the upright plane. He's up. You're down. The words that you speak are from that eternal life because He is the Word, and every word that you speak is from source code. You're actually at source, but you don't know it because your flesh mind has blinded you to the fact that you're living and eating and drinking and breathing by the source. Can you hear me? Are you waking up yet? The words that you speak are from the Word. You're eating and drinking of that eternal Word, and you think those are your words? You think those are your thoughts? You're smoking something. You're smoking Babylon. You're smoking lies. You're smoking illusion. You're smoking delusions. This is a hard message to receive. Yeah, I know it is. Hard medicine is the only thing that's going to heal you. Dr. Law will cut you, but Dr. Grace will heal you. You really think those are your words? Go try to change the alphabet. Go try to change the alphabet. You can't do it. Why? Because God controls all languages. I don't care if you study Sanskrit, I don't care if you study English, I don't care if you study Spanish, I don't care if you study the Phoenician, I don't care if you study the Sumerian script, I don't care what script you study, it's from Jesus. Because Jesus is the Logos, a logo, logical, and every time you open your mouth, you got to speak logic. If you run across somebody who's speaking gibberish and jibber-jabber and have no logic, they're probably demon-possessed. I actually saw one yesterday. They were just talking stupid. Stupid stuff. Because they got a demon. Logic comes from the Logos. L-O-G-I-C. Log. Log is the Logos. Yeah, but what you're saying hurts my feelings. Because your feelings are lies. It's a sine wave. It's up and down, up and down. When you love somebody, you think, oh, I love them. Make me feel good. Well, that's fine. But love is a choice. What happens when they don't make you feel good? So you get married to somebody because they make you feel good. And you love being around them. And you love everything about them. But what happens when they when they do something that upsets you? Do you just get a divorce and run away and run from the problems and run from all the sacrifice and the pain and the trouble that you have to go through during the Turing machine that you're in? Marriage is a turning machine. Marriage is to push you higher. It's not about feelings. It's about choice. You think you love somebody? Test yourself. You know, most people want to test. You tell somebody you love them, they want to test you. Do they really love me? So they put you through test. The real thing is test yourself. If you think you love somebody, do you really? Test yourself first. It don't matter if they test you. If you really love somebody, they're going to be drawn to you. And so there's four kinds of love. Agape love, storge, phileo, eros. And those four kinds of love are different for different situations, family, friends, born again, marriage, kids, associates, co-workers. There's all kinds of love out there. But the greatest love is agape love. And you really think that somebody testing your love really matters? You should test your own love. Because, look, so you love somebody, and then they just disappear or they ghost you or whatever. So what? Did you love them? It's a test for you. Do you really love the person the right way? It don't matter what they do. It was your test. Did you love them? Did you love them the right way? Are they still in your mind, somebody that God loves? Are they worth loving because God loves them? Doesn't matter what they do, they did. It doesn't matter where they've been, their past. A lot of people are insecure. Well, I don't think you can love me because of my past. What are you talking about? That's stupid. The true source code mindset doesn't look at your past. Do you think Jesus looks at your past? The true source code mindset sees your future. Because they used to be where you are. They know what you're going through. They can actually read your mind. Maybe not actually read every thought, but they already know your mindset, where you're at in life, by your body language, by your words, the words that you speak reveal your heart. So be careful. Everything you say reveals your motive. Do you think you're on that job? Do you think you're in that marriage? Do you think you're on that job to make money? Do you think you're in that marriage to receive love? Do you think you're in your situation to get, to receive, and to hoard? No. It's supposed to flow through you. You're actually, no matter where you're at, you're actually being turned back to source, and you don't even know it. Your impartiality, you're actually an AI program when you're born down here, and you're being turned back to source, and you're leaving the flesh mind, which is the AI 666 program. And so you need the AI program. Now, I'm not attacking it per se, but it's time to wake up. After about 30, 35, 40 years, it's time to wake up to what you're really in. You're a piece of the pie being turned back to the whole. You're actually in the whole, and the whole is in you, but you're still thinking piecemeal. How's that even possible? The whole pie is right around you. The whole pie is within you, but you're still in a piecemeal mindset. What in the world? Because you got the music on, you got the TV on, you don't want to meditate, you don't want to think, you don't want to be alone, you got to have noise all the time. So some woman says, well, he can't love me. If he knew my past, he wouldn't love me. So let me hide. Let me pretend to be something I'm not. So wrong. Be yourself. If you're be yourself, if you put on that fake painted face, just be yourself. Why would you do that? The reason you do it is because it's Genesis 3. You're trying to hide. You're actually, by being fake, you're actually hiding from real love. If you're real, and somebody else is real and they love you in the real, you get real love. But if you're fake and you paint your face and you pretend to be something you're not, you get fake love. That's why the narcissist hates you, because you love a fake person. It's really easy. It's an easy button. Quit being fake and you'll find real love. But as long as you are fake, you won't find real love. The whole corporate system's to make you fake. It's to teach you to hate it. It's to teach you to be real, to find a job that you can be yourself. It doesn't matter how much you make. A lot of these actors, they got to be fake. They got to get on social media and be something they're not. It destroys their soul. Do you understand where I'm coming from? If you want love, why are you trying to paint your face and be something you're not? Be real. And you'll find real love. If you're fake, you're going to find fake love. And you're going to hate each other because it was fake to begin with. The reason you speak words is because you are in the Word and you are sustained by the Word. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. So the words that you speak are from Source. Your Source is within you and it's all around you. But you're in partiality because your flesh mind is divided. But the spirit mind is wholeness. If you can get a hold of what I'm saying, and I destroyed your worldview, sit down and say, praise God, hallelujah, I'm getting free. But if you want to stay in slavery and bondage and confusion and insecurity and doubt and fear, and I'm worried about they won't accept me, who cares if they accept you? The main thing is, does God accept you? Do you accept yourself? Is your inner man whole? Who cares about your outside? Your inner man is where it's at. All right, I'm done. I'm here to destroy your worldview, my worldview, any worldview that's lies, any worldview that's fake. And I listen and learn from everybody. And my whole goal in this life is destroy the lies that I believe. And so if my whole goal in my life is destroy the lies that I believe, then you know I'm going to be projecting that outward to destroy the lies that anybody else around me believes. And usually they run. 99.99% of the time, they run. Because when I tell them and call them out on a lie, I'm not trying to hurt them. I'm actually saying, hey, I used to believe like that, and now I don't. It's not to hurt anybody. It's actually to help. So if you come on this website and you stay a while, I hope you destroy my worldview that's not lined up with the truth. And I hope that I can destroy your worldview that's not lined up with the truth. Because if I can destroy your worldview and pull you back to truth, which is not me, it's Jesus, then that's what it's all about. Because Source is pulling you home. God Almighty sent His Son to draw back His elect through Jesus by faith. God is trying to draw you back to Himself through His Son. That's what it's all about. There's nothing else. You think your job on your job to make money? No. You're on your job to learn how to be a team player, to learn that it's a ship, to learn that you have to sacrifice, to learn that this life is a sacrificial redemptive system. You're on the job to learn other people have different views and you have to learn to get along with you have to rub shoulders in this place. And it actually can be beneficial to you. You really think you're here for whatever purpose you're here for, when the reality is you're here for God's purpose, to pull you back home. Everything you thought you knew is wrong. After this message, you either run away or you run closer. If you listen to this message all the way to the end, you must be changed. Now, you might walk away and forget about 5 minutes from now. You look in the mirror and you walk away and you forget what kind of person you are. But you come back and you listen to this again and again, listen to this 5 times, it's got to change you. It has got to change you. You can't face off with Source Code Truth without it changing you. It cuts. It hurts. It turns. It unions. It makes you flow. If you really want to get in the flow, get back to Source. And nobody can stop you. once you hit source code truth, they can't stop you. What lies are they going to tell? You already know the source truth. How can they lie to you? You can just look out in front of you and see the source, the whole truth. I can look at that fence and see the truth. I can look at those shingles and see the truth. I can look at the door and see the truth. I can look at the tree and see the truth. The truth is encoded all around you. So once you hit source code truth, they can't lie to you anymore. They can't fool you with fake love. The narcissist can't fool you. The sociopath, they might kill you, but if they kill the body, who cares? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. But you always have a precog. There's always red flags. There's always precogs. There's always another saint out there to lift you up when the devil hits you with about 4, 5, 6, 10 darts. It knocks you down for a season, but you got a saint who equalizes you. That actually happened to me yesterday. I said, I need some prayer. She said, okay. And she sent me a word. She said, you already won or something like that. It's finished. And I thought, that's what I needed. I already won. It's finished. I don't need to worry about this such and such situation. It's already complete. And guess what? All the anxiousness or whatever it was going on went away. The drama system is to destabilize you. But if you stay in the truth, the source, the word, other saints, if you stay in constant fellowship with source and deny your own understanding and believe the truth that's right hidden in plain view, you stay stable. If you're out on the ocean and get knocked out of your boat, you find a piece of wood and you hang on. Jesus was nailed to the cross. You hang on to that old rugged cross. You hang on to that piece of wood, and no matter how many waves hit you, you hang on to that log that's floating out in the ocean, and you keep from sinking. Hang on to the log, the logos. Lo and behold, G, log, it is finished. Hang on to the log. If you're out on the ocean of waves, find you a piece of wood, a log, and hang on for dear life. And eventually the waves will go away. Seriously, not even joking.